Thank you, Manira, for being willing to be interviewed.
You're welcome.
So can you tell me then a little bit about your experiences when you came to this country and your experiences of racism especially?
I came to Leeds 79.
Right.
Okay, and I was sharing a house with my friend first few months, then I moved out to my own house in Leeds 5,
okay.
Vesper Road. I still remember 93 Vesper Road. But after we moved in, I was working like flower, planting some flower in my dining room table. And all of a sudden, I heard a noise. And I couldn't believe something can happen really that time. But I was not frightened. Mm-hmm. I thought, you know, nice neighbor, everything nice, everything going on all right. What is it? Then I moved my curtain and I saw some glasses. Then I thought someone thrown a stone. Yeah, then I just went up a stair. And first I thought maybe accidentally something happened. And then I went to my next door neighbor and says, look, someone thrown a stone. And he said, oh, this thing happened sometime, you know, just. Then I called my husband at work. He came. I didn't bother. I just pick up. And, and that was really a start.
Right.
And after that, I was a little bit frightened. Then when I realized that people deliberately doing it to harm somebody. So I had two small children. So one was baby. And my husband used to work at night. So he used to come home late 2 o'clock. He had his own business. And some people probably thought I'm on my own single parent with two children because they can only see me going out with them, coming inside. He used to go to work and come very late. So I had a very good neighbor who told me that if anything happened, don't be frightened, ring me and contact me, I'm here always. And he was at home all the time because he had some angina problem. So it started from there. Then I used to leave my sitting room lights off because if they know that I'm working and busy, they used to do it. A couple of times they did, minor incident. Then one occasion I was upstairs, bedroom light was on, and someone thrown a big stone ball in my upstairs window. That first time they did in upstairs. And I thought, oh my God, my son was sleeping. I telephoned the police. Obviously, police was late. Then my next door neighbor came with the sound.
Right.
And I always open the door after I see him. And then he came in and he talked to the police as well.
Okay.
And police didn't come. Next morning, police came because it's minor incident and nowadays this thing happened. So my neighbor was so furious. He wrote to the counselor and all the other people because this is racism.
Right.
One occasion when police was in my house, police was telling me this is not racism and it's happening everywhere.
Okay.
So I am victim, but nothing much they can do until unless they have proof who is doing it. But I knew who.
You knew who was doing it?
Yes, right. Young children, like teenagers.
Right.
They are usually near my house, there is a church wall. Okay. They used to sit there.
Mm-hmm.
Sometime after, every time I went to school or somewhere, they used to put a sticker, Paki go out. Things like that on my garage door.
Mm-hmm.
So I knew they're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
But I had no proof to prove it.
Right.
But my neighbor, he tried. He wrote counselor, you know, here and there. And in front of me, he told the police officer that I must be fair. This is a racism.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, last time when I decided I'll move out, I was hanging the washing out and I had my little boy with me. And as I was coming inside the door, a young boy, again teenage, throwing milk bottle right. and breaking in my path, you know,
right.
driveway.
Right. Right.
And 3-4 milk bottle.
Mm-hmm.
And they were so angry with my neighbor. They broke a couple of them in my neighbor's house as well
right.
because he is coming and helping me.
Right. Right.
And they started to disturb him as well.
Right.
So I telephoned, I was about to pick up the glasses because mm-hmm. children play there.
Yeah.
Then I thought I should ring police. They should come and see first.
Yes.
Then when I telephoned police, the things I didn't like, the police told me, "Oh, madam, these things happen nowadays.
Right.
You just pick up, you know,
okay.
and clean and things." Mm-hmm. Something they mentioned,
mm-hmm.
and I thought I have to do it. I know that,
mm-hmm.
but I just wanted to show you the
Absolutely.
Situation.
Yes. Yes.
You know, they used to throw not only milk bottle. Coffee jar, wine
yes.
bottle,
yes.
things like that.
Yes.
And
yes.
after research, one day police came to my house and mm-hmm. told me they roughly know who are they.
Mm-hmm.
Like there was a National Front office in Horsford somewhere,
yes.
I don't know.
Yes.
They play with those balls, you know,
yes.
a stone
yes.
billiard or something.
Oh, right. yes.
And one
yes.
of the ball was missing.
Right.
So they knew someone linked with that
right.
Club
right.
and
right.
they deliberately took that ball
right.
I kept it. I gave it to the police,
right.
that heavy ball.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
nothing happened. So mm-hmm. I decided to move out.
Mm-hmm.
My neighbor was against me moving out.
Right.
He was saying that, "Please don't move out.
Right.
This thing should stop."
Yes.
But after they thrown the milk bottle so close to my son,
mm-hmm.
I was really frightened. And I thought if it hit him, then it will be too late for me to
yes.
Do anything.
Mm-hmm.
Even it could, you know, I am not bothered if it's hitting me just or anything happening.
Right.
But my neighbor was still, you know,
mm-hmm.
his wife still coming to my
mm-hmm.
house and saying, you know, it was so nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but nothing you can do. The first time I moved out from that house,
mm-hmm.
I went to a rental house.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I felt, oh, nobody going to hit me or anything.
Right.
My mind was much fresher,
mm-hmm.
even after all this hard work moving
mm-hmm.
out in a rental house in
mm-hmm.
Leeds 11.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I understand why some people do not want to live within working class, white or other background.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, they find themselves isolated.
Yes.
Mainly.
Yes. Yes.
And I could see with my student when they have this type of problem,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
you know, why they want to move out and move into an area where more worst area, then sometimes it's a new house in Chapel Town building.
Yes.
Why you don't like that area?
Yes. Yes.
Why you want to move in Hare Hill? Sometimes
yes.
I ask
yes.
this question.
Yes. Yes.
But sometimes when they suffer,
yes,
you know, you understand why they want to move out.
Yes,
really.
Yes. So, do your students come to you for advice, Munira, about what to do?
Not particular advice. You know,
right.
beginning of the class or after class. Sometimes
right.
they say, "Oh, last night I couldn't sleep. Why?
Mm.
Upstairs, someone playing music all night,
mm-hmm.
and we complain. Council house, we can't do anything,
right.
or maybe frightened." Complain,
yes.
then after that person is so angry.
Yes.
If it's a young
yes.
lad, you know
yes.
what happened.
Yes.
So these things
yes.
is different type of problem,
yes.
but
yes.
I understand why they want to move out.
Right.
And to me, it's nice house. Why you want to move out? Anybody will say that.
Right.
But they will go to older house, maybe
yes.
not as nice,
yes.
maybe not as healthy,
mm-hmm.
but
mm-hmm.
still they want to move out.
Mm-hmm.
The main reason, they want peace of mind.
Yes,
probably.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah.
So would you have advice then to share with people if people are facing this kind of
best
situation?
Advice I'll have, if
mm-hmm.
we have good neighborhood,
right.
together
right.
do
right.
something.
Right.
And all the police wants evidence. You have to take photograph, maybe the camera, you know,
right.
outside your house, which
right.
is expensive, not
yes.
everybody can afford.
Yes.
You
yes.
know, these things happen and it's very difficult to prove,
mm-hmm.
you know.